Title: California aims to revolutionize packaging and foodware. Answers to key questions about recycling, composting, and source reduction requirements. Content: plastic packaging and foodware are some of the first targets of California's ambitious and far-reaching program to achieve a circular economy that reduces waste and pollution. The California Department of Resources, Recycling and Recovery, CalRecycle, is constructing a complex structure of procedures and requirements to reduce the total amount of plastic used in the state by at least 25%, to increase recycling of packaging and food service were to 65%, and to ensure the use of recyclable or compostable materials in single-use packaging and containers for most products by 2032. Businesses should be preparing now for major changes in the design and cost of products with covered materials, i.e., the vast majority of goods delivered and food served informally in the state. With few exemptions, companies with more than $1 million in gross annual sales in the state could be identified as the producer of a covered product or products, and therefore responsible for program costs and compliance. This program raises a variety of questions for manufacturers, food producers, wholesalers and distributors, retailers and restaurateurs, and indeed, all businesses participating in the production, distribution, or sale of products sold in California. We provide answers to five of those questions here. Which products and materials will be covered, and which will be exempt? Proposed regulations apply to single-use packaging and food service where, e.g., trays, plates, bowls, hinged or lidded containers, and wraps or wrappers. CalRecycle has identified six main types of covered materials: glass, ceramic, metal, paper and fiber, plastic, wood and other organics products made from plastic-coated paper or plastic-coated paperboard, paper or paperboard with added plastic, and multi-layer flexible material all fall within the scope covered materials. CalRecycle has issued a list of 95 covered materials categories. Proposed regulations do not extend to reusable or refillable products, or to packaging for medical devices and prescription drugs, infant formula, medical products and devices, certain nutritional supplements, or drugs and medical products for animals. Packaging or containers used to contain and ship hazardous or flammable products or pesticides, and packaging designed for the storage of products that have a lifespan of at least 5 years, are also exempt. Beverage containers subject to separate recycling requirements are also not included. Materials that are recycled at a designated rate, 65% for at least 3 years and 70% thereafter, that are not collected through residential recycling, and that do not undergo separation at recycling processing facilities, are also exempt. Who are the producers that will be responsible for compliance? For each covered product sold in the state, including products ordered or purchased online or outside of the state but delivered within the state, there will be an identifiable producer responsible for compliance. The producer is the entity highest on the following list: the person or entity that manufactures a regulated product and that owns or is the licensee of the brand or trademark under which it is used, sold, offered for sale, or distributed in the state. The owner or the exclusive licensee of a brand or trademark under which a regulated product is used, sold, offered for sale, or distributed in the state. The person who sells, offers for sale, or distributes a regulated product is used, sold, offered for sale, or distributed in the state. A company does not need to be located in California or have any operations in the state to be identified as a producer. Producers must register by July 30, 2025, or within 30 days of identification. Agricultural operations that grow and package products at the same site within California are not considered to be producers, so responsibility for those products will fall on the brand or trademark holder, distributor, or retailer. Marketing cooperatives, wholesalers, grocery stores, restaurants, and even farmers' market organizations could potentially be considered producers for some products. What is the producer responsibility organization and what role will it play? The Act requires that a producer responsibility organization, PRO, be responsible for a large portion of Program F.